David Kuhn was a wildlife guide before he came to Hawaii in 1989. He fell in love with Kauai and began recording its birds to study in the mid-90s. His audio library now encompasses birds, bats, crickets, whales, waters, and, importantly, the mixed sounds of forest biophonies that are rapidly disappearing. I think you'll enjoy meeting a person who so intently listens.
That trill is amakihi. That wing flutter is apapani or i'iwi. That screech is i'iwi.
Can you even tell the crickets apapani from the birds? David Kuhn can because he spent 25 years studying and recording them. Kuhn works from his studio here in Kauai, but has recorded in the most remote environments in Hawaii.
If you close your eyes, would you really feel like you're there? That's my goal.
Hawaii's native birds are an amazing story.
Wait, now you're saying that two birds came from North America somehow?
Kuhn says probably 20 million years ago or so, a breeding pair at least was blown to some spot on the Hawaiian archipelago. That's quite unlikely. It may have happened as few as five times.
One introduction brought a red honeycreeper ancestor. Big storm brought birds in. Another landing was little green honeycreepers.
They came from North America, as did thrushes, plus the honeyeaters from Southeast Asia. Curiously, the elepaio, a flycatcher, is here from the South Pacific. How it got here is a mystery, since we only know storms that come from the north, the east, or the southeast. It's drippy today in Kauai as we head deeper into the park.
Apapani is the wonder. I refer to it as the voice of the forest.
Bright red as adults, Kuhn says apapani have an infinite capacity for song generation. They sing all year, not just in breeding season. Apapani are nectar feeders, and when blossoms are scarce, they fly high above the treetops for miles looking for ohia blossoms. That's how they get blown to other islands every 50,000 years or so and keep the gene pool mixed. Apapani are widely considered the same species among all the islands.
They do, however, have notably different vocalizations among the islands. If I hear an apapani, I can tell which island like that.
Why are you really so interested in this, the entire soundscape?
Because it won't always be here. Soundscapes are always ephemeral, short-term or long-term. They're always passing. Native birds are decimated. Alien birds are introduced. Changes make the soundscape, the biophony, fluid.
It's really staggering.
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm very happy to be here. Even if I may be a witness to extinction, it's got me.
Sound recordist David Kuhn with Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.